It's 14 past 4 o'clock.
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Madison Mercantile with Chris Shellstead, our monthly show with Madison Mercantile. And Chris, we are in a different room here in the building.
That's right. As you know, we've been building whatever the community needs here, and today we are sitting in the new music room and podcasting room. So this room came about because people wanted a place to take lessons and practice and maybe hide from their children, I'm not sure, but just a quiet space. So we built this space, and then Pioneer Public TV saw it and offered to be the sponsor for this room. So that's really exciting to partner with Pioneer Public TV to make sure this room is everything it needs to be.
Awesome. And what do we got on the walls here in the music room?
Well, we've got some baffles and some acoustic foam panels and things like that. We even have some weird goo between the sheetrock and to absorb sound. So we hope this is going to be a really nice quiet space.
So people can come in and just practice their guitar or whatever?
Yep, absolutely. We have a gentleman that comes on Thursday nights to give guitar lessons. Mm-hmm. Got about six students. And then we've had our local podcasters, the two I'm talking about, they've come in here and used the room and recorded their podcast.
Well, they have.
They have. And then just the other day,
I was their first guest ever, you know.
I believe it.
It's a trivia question.
Okay. Well, they enjoyed it. They thought it was a really nice spot where you can be close to the action, but you can cut down on the background noise.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to be here at Madison Mercantile once again, and you got so much going on, Chris. Let's go ahead.
First of all, wait. Oh, yes.
We got to talk about what we're drinking.
Okay, so if you guys could see us, you'd see we have wine glasses with sparkly stuff. But it's not wine. It's not champagne. It's called kombucha.
Kombucha.
I even got Paul to drink a super berry kombucha with raspberry, blueberry, goji berries, and oolong tea.
And it's very good, actually. It really is. I really don't care for tea, but this is very good. Non-alcoholic, right?
Right, right. Okay. It's a nice, refreshing thing to drink, and it's also really good for your belly, and it helps with your immune system. So
I need that.
Yeah, there you go. It's raw and probiotic.
So. All right, you go ahead and talk while I drink, then.
Okay, sounds good. So, as I mentioned, we're live from our new room here, and it's part of a building push that we've had thanks to the Blandin Foundation's grant recently. So because of that grant and a couple of other things we did, we were able to complete phase one. So phase one is the coffee house, the art gallery, the stage, and the music room, and some offices. Phase two is this whole innovation and entrepreneurship space that we want to talk about in a minute. But before we go there, I'd like to put a plug in for something we do every Wednesday.
That
is the Community Cares Coffee Hour.
Community Cares Coffee Hour.
Yep. If you hear about it, some people might call it the caregiver support group, but we wanted to widen that a little bit because not everybody identifies as being a caregiver, even though most people are. You know, you care for somebody in your life, whether you're caring for an older relative or a spouse or whatever. We wanted to kind of open that caregiver term so it's more approachable to folks. So the Community Cares Coffee Hour was born out of that. So Becky Mortensen's going to be helping out, getting that thing off the ground and making sure we have really exciting, interesting things for folks to do at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays. We're going to talk about art, talk about music, talk about things that people need to talk about when they're caregivers. But the big goal is really for folks to build relationships with each other and share resources and kind of commiserate with each other when it comes to doing caregiving.
Okay.
Because it's a tough job.
It is. It is a tough job. I took care of my mother before she passed on, and it takes
a lot out of you.
It's 24/7, basically.
It is, and we hope that through the Caregiver Cares Coffee Hour, we can help people form relationships and share stories and resources and really, really ease that burden a little bit.
And that's a great networking thing to do then, too.
Absolutely.
People talking.
Absolutely. We're bringing in some speakers and some activities, and you just want to come and put your feet up and drink a cup of coffee and take a break, you can do that, too.
Can you just show up, or is it, you have to register, or what?
Just show up. Show up. We'll
it's
have you.
Free?
Yeah, it's free. You can sign in, and so we kind of keep track of how many people we have, and if you have any ideas about good speakers and good subjects that folks might want to hear about, please let us know. Becky and I are both willing to take those suggestions.
Okay. Now, is that every Wednesday, or?
Yep, every Wednesday at from 3 to 4.
3 to 4 every Wednesday here at the Madison Merck.
Yep, come on down and have a coffee. Meet some new friends, or bring some of your old friends along.
Great. That's a great program there. Very helpful for people, I bet, huh?
Yeah. You know, you see these relationships form, and you can just tell that people just kind of take a breath and relax and are able to just kind of breathe for a while. And that's what we hope we can do for folks.
Okay. Great. That's awesome. What else is going on?
Well, I mentioned that we were building more in the back.
Yeah,
so you just walked through there, didn't you?
I just walked through there. It's changed a lot since I was back there last.
Yeah. We, thanks to the Blandon Foundation grant, we were able to build out that whole space, which we're calling Phase 2, our Entrepreneur and Innovation Center.
Oh.
And what that means, basically, is that we want to provide the space, the tools, the resources, and the moral support for folks that are wanting to try something new. Maybe they want to start a business, or they're working from home, or they have an idea they want to bounce off some people. So basically, we want to build this space to be an economic incubator for ideas and for possibly new businesses.
Okay, awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
and you got some people already.
We do. Well, so we're building it out to have spaces for people, but we're lucky to have Connor Peoples, who's sitting here with us today.
Oh, he's got a headset on.
He does. He came down. He moved out here from the cities with his wife and four beautiful children, and he's been in the tech world, and he's started businesses, he's sold businesses, and so he's a great resource for folks. I'm going to let him tell a little bit about what he does and what we can do in the innovation and entrepreneur area.
All right. Hi, Connor. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah.
It's been great getting to work with Chris and become part of the Mercantile here, because one of my dreams has been to move out from the cities, from the big tech area, and come where there's more community that you can build and be a meaningful part of. It's so easy to get lost in the cities. And yeah, one of the ways that I wanted to help contribute is to help people kind of fulfill their dreams and build out more. And small towns aren't always known for that. They think like it's a farm where you go to the city to do other things. And so being able to help people bring their dreams to life, especially with my skills with either helping run businesses, build processes and technology, we hope to have the wisdom and the knowledge and the technological resources available to help people kind of get bootstrapped through the Innovation Center. And I'm
awesome.
Very excited to be involved with that.
Yeah. You know, there's innovation centers in Minneapolis and Duluth and, all these other big cities where I haven't been able to find one out in a really rural setting yet. So I thought, what the heck? Let's be the first.
Nice.
Okay? So we're going to visit some other innovation centers. We're going to make contacts with organizations like Launch Minnesota, who want to provide the expertise and hopefully the funding to get some of these things off the ground. And we would like to help Madison and the surrounding area be known as an innovative entrepreneurial community.
Awesome. So, Connor, you moved your family out to Madison then?
We're in Cerro Gordo.
Cerro Gordo. Well, that's pretty good. Cerro Gordo, that's okay.
Yeah, Cerro Gordo is my home township. So yeah.
I have friends that live in Cerro Gordo. So. Awesome. How do you like living out here then?
It's been a change for us. We used to go to Target and Costco every day. Now we can't do that anymore. But it's been great, especially for my kids. I've got four kids at home, and being able to let them go outside and explore and garden and... we just bought chicks yesterday to increase our flock size.
Yep.
Has been great, and
everybody's buying chickens.
Yeah, they are. Eggs are
gold. Yeah.
That's been very good for our family.
Awesome.
And it's been very good for us too, because who doesn't need a tech guy in house?
Yep.
I'm not the only one who sometimes scratches my head and says, "Why isn't my computer working?" Or "How do I do this?" Or "How do I do that?" And I think that's one thing that Connor is really good at. He is a good helper. He's just there's been folks that have walked in and had a problem with their computer or their phone, and he just jumps right in there and gives them a hand.
Nice.
Just really, really lucky to have him around.
Good. So people can contact him anytime, or what? Or how does that work?
Yep. I have cards available and the Mercantile for people, and they can just reach out, and we do home visits as well as on-the-site help.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I know. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
We're pretty lucky. Well, I hope that, you know, I had a short meeting with some folks from the EDA and City Council and things like that, just informally to talk about this Innovation Center. And I really think that it's a good time to do that. You know, if we can market Madison as a place that's remote work friendly, and reach out to big companies that are trying to hire remote workers and show them that we have the talent and we have the resources and we have the great internet. We've got the amenities that people would want if they were working from home. So I'm really hoping that this will spawn some new business opportunities, new jobs, and just an exciting new kind of innovative feel for the community.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the radio with us, sir, Connor. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Yeah, and if I have a computer problem, I know where I'm going next. Right?
That's right. Look out, you're going to get called.
All right, what else we got going on?
Well, let's see. We started up our trivia again. You know, every other Thursday, we've got trivia, the first and third, and that's been fun, and I want to issue a challenge for trivia this time.
I like challenges.
Yeah, so we are encouraging everybody to put together a workplace team and come and compete on the 16th for trivia. I'd like to see a team from the KLQP radio.
We'll take on the Madison Mercantile team.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's pretty tough. But I know there might be a team from the high school. I'd love to see a team from Madison Healthcare Services, maybe a team from Ziegler, and a team from
museum.
The museum.
They
and the bottling
the trivia
company.
People,
oh,
the museum people.
That's true. They might be a ringer. But anyway, I think you should, everybody go ahead and put together a workplace team. And what we do is we do the trivia, and we select a nonprofit to give the profits to every time. So it's also a good fundraiser for an individual organization.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And that's every, just once a month?
First and third Thursday.
First and third Thursdays here at the Madison Merck. What time does that start?
That starts at 7. People start coming in about 6 and getting ready and all that. So that's a lot of fun. And then we've got some musical events coming up. A really great lineup, thanks to our friend Charlie Roth, who's bringing 4 different people here May through August.
Oh.
Some big names that normally we wouldn't get out here. And so shout out to Charlie for helping us do that musical series.
I see Lee Canton when I walked into the Madison Mercantile this afternoon. Lee Canton's on the stage there.
Lee Canton and Georgette Jones use this space to practice. They're collectively known as the Mad Hatters. And they meet up here to practice, and it's been great because we get to listen to their tunes.
All right, yeah, they very good singers.
Yeah, so beautiful.
All right, you're so active here, Chris. What else is going on?
Oh, so I'm tired. I need a nap.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. No, I think probably one of the most exciting things is really just seeing the progress, the build out of the space. It's really starting to come together. We just about expended that grant, so we're kind of going to be reaching out to some more opportunities for people to be involved.
Yeah.
Meaning, if you'd like to sponsor a room, if you want to provide a little funding to help us finish out one of those rooms, let's talk about that.
All right. Yeah, I was just back there. A couple of carpenters were working in the exercise room that I didn't know I was in, the exercise room.
Have you been in one of those
before? No, I had to turn around and walk away. I don't do exercise.
Oh, we got yoga.
That's really a nice big room that they're laying a beautiful floor down on there.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. And we've got a yoga class just for you.
Just for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the exercise room?
In the exercise room, we'll find you a nice yoga mat and a good outfit to wear, and we'll live stream that.
Okay. Think I better pull this bottle away from you here.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it really looked like a nice room.
Yeah, we've got lots of space to spread out back there. And we'll have we're going to be working on a couple of the manufacturing things in the far back as well, the Bitcoin mine.
Oh yeah, you talked about that before.
And another endeavor by one of our alumni who's moving a computer CNC machine business into that space as well. So, with any luck, we'll have the whole building built out by the end of this year.
All right. And it's been a year now since you opened, right? In March?
Yeah, right.
Last year at this time.
Right. The coffee house opened in February and the gallery opened in March. So this is kind of our anniversary week, and it's been a lot of fun. It's hard to believe it's only been a year. We've packed a lot into it.
Oh, you've done so much to the place, to the building, since you bought it from the Bramers. And just amazing what you've been doing, Chris.
Yeah, Pedro came in the other day, and he just kind of sat and shook his head. Like, what the heck? So Yeah, it was. It's been a. It's really a labor of love. It's been a joy, and I really appreciate all the community support we've had.
Well, we thank you for coming back to Madison. That's for sure. So you've been. You're a huge asset to the community.
Well, and I thank all these new folks moving to town, bringing new energy and ideas, like Connor and his family.
Yep. Awesome. All right. Well, there's another coffee at the Merck. How about that? That goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does. It does. It does.
Now we're gonna finish our
kombucha.
Kombucha, strawberry, or superberry, it's called.
That's right. It's good for you. You're going to open a second one.
All right. We will. All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good day.
And that's another Coffee at the Merck here in Madison.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shellstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merck.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each time.